Good morning, everyone. This week, we have the incredible privilege of reading Parshas Pinchas. And there are many incredible and intriguing aspects of the Parsha. Of course, this week picks up kind of in the aftermath of the dramatic story of Pinchas and his act of religious zealotry in last week's Parsha. But that's not what I want to draw your attention to. Instead, what I'd like to draw your attention to is a fascinating transitional moment, a moment of change in the Parsha. In Perek Chav Zayin Pasuk Yud Beis, chapter 27, verse 12, Hashem says to Moshe as follows: "Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Ale al Har Ha'avarim Hazeh, Ure'ei es Ha'aretz Asher Nasati Libnei Yisrael." Moshe, go up on Har Ha'avarim, that's the name of the mountain, and I want you to go and look at the land of Israel. You will be able to see the entire land of Israel from this mountaintop. Go and look at the land of Israel that I'm giving to the Jewish people. V'ra'isa osa, v'ne'asafta ala mecha, you will see the land, but you will not enter in, because you are going to die in the desert. Gamata kasher ne'asaf aharon achicha. So it is here that Hashem once again reminds Moshe Rabbeinu of the very difficult reality that Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to enter into the land of Israel. Moshe Rabbeinu will lead the people up until Eretz Yisrael, but he will not take them in. And again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him it's a result of all that happened with the rock. You were supposed to speak to the rock. You hit the rock. But Moshe Rabbeinu, you're not going into Eretz Yisrael. And the truth is, probably like most of you, every single time I read these psukim, it's always heartbreaking. Moshe Rabbeinu did so much good. Moshe Rabbeinu sacrificed so much. Moshe Rabbeinu led in such a beautiful way. And yet, yes, he made a mistake. But that one mistake ultimately defines the entirety of his future. That one mistake prevents him from going into Eretz Yisrael. No matter how many times I read the story, I always find it so heartbreaking, so difficult. But here's the amazing part. What does Moshe Rabbeinu say in the very next pasuk, in the very next verse? Vayidaber Moshe al Hashem leimor. Hashem says to Moshe, Yifkod Hashem Elokei Aruchos lechol basar ish al ha'ida. Ish asher yetzei lifneihem, v'asher yavo yifneihem, v'asher yotzim, v'asher yivim. Moshe Rabbeinu turns to Hashem, and he doesn't complain, and he doesn't say, zelo fair, it's not right. And he doesn't go ahead and say, but what about this? And what? He doesn't make any arguments. He doesn't disagree with the divine decree. Instead, what does he say? He says, Hashem, please make sure that you give them another suitable and holy leader. Make sure you find someone else when I am gone who will lead the flock, who will lead the people with the same love, with the same compassion, with the same commitment. Don't let the people be like a flock of sheep who doesn't have a shepherd. You know, when the sheep don't have a shepherd, the sheep go all over the place. Klal Yisrael doesn't have a leader, the sheep go all over. Hashem, please, I'm going to go. I'm going to die in the desert. I'm not going to enter into Eretz Yisrael. But please make sure that they are not like a sheep, not like a flock without a shepherd. Appoint over them someone who is going to be able to fill my shoes and lead them with the same love and same commitment. And Rashi makes such a beautiful statement here. Rashi says, Lodia shvachan shel tzadikim. This pasuk is an incredible testament to the righteousness, the piety of the tzaddikim, of the righteous. They set aside their own needs, and they're always focused on the needs of the collective, on the needs of the nation. You see, my friends, the incredible part of this exchange here is that Hashem had just told Moshe, you are not going to get what you want most. What you want most is to go to Eretz Yisrael. Not happening. No matter what you say, no matter what you do, this is an irreversible decree. Moshe Rabbeinu, you are going to die in the desert. You would have thought Moshe could have said, you know what? If I'm going to die in the desert, let me take care of what I have to take care of for myself. Let me worry about myself. Let me focus on my family. But that's not what Moshe does. Please make sure that you appoint for them a good leader. And Rashi says, here is the mark of a truly righteous person. They're not focused on their own personal needs, but they're focused on the needs of Am Yisrael. They're focused on the needs of the community. They're focused on the needs of the other. And I think that the Torah is teaching us an incredible lesson. You see, it is very easy in life to become totally self-absorbed. It's very easy in life to only focus on yourself, on your own needs, on your own happiness, on your own wants. It's all about me, me, me. And in greater society, we see a lot of that. That sometimes the focus is always on what's going to make me happy, what do I need in order to feel complete. And of course, it is good for us to be happy, and it's good for us to feel complete as individuals. But from a Jewish perspective, more important than what you can do for yourself is what you can do for the other. Sometimes even more important than spending a lifetime pursuing your personal happiness is figuring out how to contribute to the happiness of the other. The lesson that Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us is that in a moment where he would have had the right, and it would have been understandable, to become totally self-absorbed, he instead chooses to focus on the good for the collective of Klal Yisrael. Who's going to lead? Who's going to take over? And I think this is something we have to strive for. We're not Moshe Rabbeinu, and we're not going to become selfless people like Moshe Rabbeinu. But perhaps to figure out, at times, how to focus a little bit less on ourselves and a little bit more on someone else. And this applies to all of our relationships. Sometimes in a marriage, things don't go well. There are shalom bayis problems for one simple reason, because a husband or a wife just becomes too self-absorbed. It's all about me. You're not giving to me. You're not doing for me. Well, hold on there just a moment. Maybe if I try to give more to the other, I'll find happiness in that way. We're all pulled in a million different directions. And sometimes we think to ourselves, there's not enough time, there's not enough money, there's not enough resources to be there for the greater community. You'd be surprised how much happiness can be found, how much fulfillment can be found, how much contentment can be found when you're there for the other, when you give up yourself for the other, when you put your own needs on the side just for a little bit, and you focus on the needs of the other. Sometimes, again, if we're children in a family, and there are other siblings, and there are competing interests or needs, sometimes everyone feels like they have to fight for their little slice of the pie. If I worry a little bit less about my slice of the pie, and figure out how to be there for my brother, for my sister, for my parents, you'd be surprised what that could do to the fabric of a home. We're not Moshe Rabbeinu, but we could certainly learn this lesson from our great leader, that sometimes happiness, fulfillment, and greatness in life doesn't come from what you do for yourself, but comes from what you are able to do and to give to the other. Wishing everyone a wonderful day and a beautiful Shabbos.